everybody. Welcome back to another podcast episode. I do apologize for a delay between my last podcast episode and this one. Again, super busy with other things, and I want to make sure that my podcast episodes are good and that it's also something I want to talk about. And to be honest, one of the reasons why I haven't posted in a couple weeks is because there wasn't anything I really felt like I wanted to discuss. And I really want to put out content that I want to discuss, that I have an opinion about, that I feel passionate about. And yeah, I want to put out useful things for people to get different sort of perspective. Not saying my perspective is always right, because everybody has their own perspective and I appreciate everybody's opinion, and I like to hear different sides of the story. I don't like to believe one or over the other. And yeah, I basically just want to use this as an opportunity to share some insights from my perspective to hopefully give people another perspective, if that makes any sense. I do apologize for any background noises, and I also don't edit any of these. They are raw, unedited, so you get what you get. With that being said, thank you guys so much for joining. For the people that listened to my last podcast, thank you so much. I did have a few people reach out to me with their opinions, which was super cool. And yeah, please connect with me. Like, I really like this podcast, and the more people I get to like connect with me, or even eventually have people on the podcast and stuff to discuss, would be super cool, because I love to talk. And yeah, so thank you. This is Going Through It. My name is Liam Spencer, and today's podcast episode, as you probably read by the title, is an interesting one. There's a big thing going on in the media right now, and I hate to point fingers or this or that, so I really just wanted to share my opinion, because quite frankly, I'm kind of heated by the various friends and family. Not so much family, but friends I have on Facebook and all that, sharing their opinion on this matter. And from an outside perspective, I understand where they're coming from, but being transgender, I don't think people really have a right to speak on this if they're not in the trans community, because there's a lot that goes into it that people don't see under the surface. So if you don't know, I'm talking about the whole Leah, I think her name's Leah Michael. Leah Thomas, sorry, I don't know where Michael came from. Leah Thomas, who apparently just won the national, she's 22 and just won the National Swimming League, whatever, NCAA freestyle, and everybody is heated, saying it's unfair, they should take her trophy away. They're saying she was in men's, and that people are now claiming that she transferred just to win at swimming. And I obviously don't know her personally, but being a female to male transgender, what bothers me is, kind of at first, I kind of agreed with people. Not necessarily agreed, but I was like, okay, yeah, like obviously men are built more with more muscle mass and all that, so not saying that there could be an advantage. But what really bothered me was the fact that people were, how do I put this, kind of, one, discrediting her for being trans, which they don't know her story, they don't know the struggle she's been through, they don't know how things have felt. And people also don't understand is, this instance right now in the media and in the world is really a trigger for how, as a society, we move forward with these type of things. And it's really unfair for them to take that title away. I understand how people who aren't trans can see, like, oh, obviously she did that because she has more muscle mass and that's why she won. But honestly, girls can be just as strong as guys, and guys can be just as strong as girls, regardless if you're trans. I've seen, being big in the fitness industry and wanting to pursue fitness, there are some strong girls that are stronger than a lot of men who work out too. And it shouldn't make people upset and think things are unfair, because life in general is unfair. Instead, the people that didn't win should just use it as motivation, I think, to work harder to beat her. Because at the end of the day, they're all females just trying to compete. And really, in the terms of sports, like, we just want to be, I speak as we because I'm transgender, accepted. Like, I grew up as a female playing female sports, and there's some sports that I wasn't necessarily allowed to play because I was a female at the time. For example, football. I would have loved to play football. Yes, there are some girls now that play football, which is really cool how that's accepted. So I just don't, I guess for me, I don't see how people can go from being okay with, for example, females in the sport of football. Like we did have a female kicker on our football team. Like how that's okay, but not like vice versa is what really pisses me off. Because I guarantee if this thing happened where a trans male competed in a male swimming event and won, people would probably be praising him because trans men obviously don't have as much muscle mass as biological men, but that doesn't mean they can't work as hard and still win against biological men, and vice versa. Like it shouldn't be like it should be a double standard. Like that's what bothers me is because yes, I can see how it can be a disadvantage, but she's also on HRT and all that, which does change your hormones to be female, and she could have had more estrogen previously before even starting than most males. And it doesn't necessarily give you advantage. It's all on how hard you work. She's obviously a great swimmer, and that's why she won. And she could have won in the men's league if she practiced. Like, I don't, I hope that what I'm saying makes sense to you guys and would come across, because my thoughts are all over and I'm trying to concise this into something people understand where I'm coming from. But just growing up as a man, like, we don't have, like, we're lucky in a newer society where they even let her compete. But people talking about how this is setting women's rights back and all that sort of stuff, I don't think people should see it so as everyone's being the victim and as this as an opportunity, a new wave, a new generation to make a change where people can actually be who they're want to be and who they're meant to be. Like I'm meant to be a man, like I'm a trans man, like full-heartedly, and I would love if I'm older now, but if I was in school and stuff, I would have loved the opportunity to play football as a man, to compete in men's golf, men's events, like with the boys, because that's what I am. Like, and I think girls deserve the exact same right. Trans women deserve to play in women's sports. Like, I don't think as a society, especially after this, to stop that from happening because it's so-called unfair. Because I don't think it's unfair. When you compete in sports, you are competing to be the best. And you shouldn't, like how they say, the biggest competition is the one in the mirror. You should want to be better than how you previously were, if that makes sense. Like the people that didn't win, now they have an opportunity to come out next year and kill it. Know what they need to work on. They can still win. Those runner-ups could have still beat her. Like there's no physical advantage, in my opinion, because it's the amount of work you put in, and everybody's body's different, regardless if you're trans or you're not trans. Everybody's body's different, and it's the amount of work. If you don't build muscle mass as easy, then you need to work harder. You need to adjust your diet. You need to lift heavier weights. And if you have more of a muscle mass, then you keep at it. Like, regardless, trans or not, that's how sports work. That's why some athletes are better than others. Like, it all comes to your genetics, and it doesn't matter in sports. It doesn't matter your color, your race. Like, so why should it matter if you're trans or not trans? Because there could have been just a big girl who was born a biological girl who just was built naturally with more muscle mass. When I played sports growing up and I was a female, I was the smallest on the team typically. There were bigger girls with bigger muscle masses that I was playing with, competing against, and all that. And yeah, they might have been better. That meant I needed to get in and work harder to be at their level. And it's as simple as that. If that was just a bigger girl competing with them, which could have definitely, which basically is the case because it is a girl, then people wouldn't care. They would be like, oh, okay, the other people need to work harder. So why are we discrediting her win because she's trans? Like, don't look at where she was. Like, this is who she is, and this is how she competed, and she outcompeted the other players. Point blank, period. So that's just my opinion, especially being in the trans community. Like, And I know if I competed in men's sports, I'm still on the small side. I would have had to work my ass off even harder to win or be the best player or be bigger or whatever the case may be. I knew I'd have to work my ass off. Same when I was a female, same now. It doesn't matter how I was born, what genitals I have, none of that really matters. People like to think it matters, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, especially in sports. Like, we should be able to play no matter what. Like, girls should be able to compete against guys. Guys should be on the same team as girls. Trans guys should have the same opportunities as trans girls. Like, that's what's fair, is why discredit people who are trans because they're trans? I mean, they already have a hard life being trans and being in an environment like that. And then they just want to be normal people, because we are just people at the end of the day. We are just people breathing, walking, talking on this earth. And we just want the same opportunities as everybody else. Just how back in the day, black people wanted the same opportunities as white people. Because we're people and we deserve that. And black people deserve that. White people deserve that. Europeans, Mexicans, Spanish, whatever. Transgender, non-transgender, female, male, non-binary, whatever you are, we're all human at the end of the day, and we all deserve to be treated with respect. It's as simple as that. Like the fact that, especially, there's also the Don't Say Gay bill or whatever in Florida, which are like teaching kids. I'm not going to go into depth in that because I haven't researched that topic enough, but that might be another podcast episode. But just all these things, like making, it's like we take 10 steps forward in the transgender community and then like 20 steps back. Like, we're like getting places and then stuff like this happens and it's just going to set us back. Because now it's a huge discussion. Governors now in Florida are like saying, like, want to strip her of her title, and says the second runner-up is actually the winner. And this and that, and it's just like, it just sucks that it's setting us as a society back, because if I was still in the time frame where I could compete in sports as a man, I would have done it in a heartbeat, and it would have been so fucked up that schools and NCAA and all those wouldn't allow it. I think it's super cool that the NCAA allowed her to compete, and she won, and she deserves that win. The other people should just work harder, in my opinion. Yeah, it kind of sucks. I get it, but it would be the same if it was just a biological bigger female, which is what people don't understand. Is like, I was in that boat. I was the smallest. I was good at sports. I was athletic, but I never was the best because there were bigger people than me who were female. And my same, no trans, and it still was that way. So why does it matter if it's trans or not trans? Because it still works the same, if that makes sense. I don't know, guys. It just got me really heated just seeing these comments and then people then discrediting the whole transgender like community. And it's just super fucked up, especially people that know me and I thought were cool with me then making these comments and stuff. But I guarantee if I called them out on the, they'd be like, no, I respect you. You're cool and all that. It's like, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. If you're going to bash trans females, then why are you cool with me? Like, we're the same. Like, we're trans. We're in the community. It doesn't matter if you're trans female or trans man. You're trans. You're part of the community. Like, don't bash the community, basically, and then expect to be cool with me. Not saying people are cool with me. I'm frankly not even going to talk about my opinion online besides this podcast, because I don't want to get into it, because I know the people I would comment back to would probably say, no, we're cool. And frankly, I'm probably just going to unfollow them. So if you're out there and you say you're cool with me and then you're talking shit about the transgender community online, please unfollow me. As simple as that. Or I'm going to unfollow you, because I don't mess with that. I want to be a voice. I want to be an advocate for the transgender community, because I am a trans man and I am proud to be a trans man. And I believe we deserve the same rights as every single other person when it comes to sports, job opportunities, whatever the case may be. We are people at the end of the day, regardless of what's in our pants or how we came out at birth. We are people and we identify how we identify. And I think we're some of the coolest people also. So, whatever. People can suck it. But, sorry guys, I'm out of breath because I get so heated. But I'm not going to drag this podcast on too long. I didn't know how long this was going to be. I guess this is not a super long episode, but I just wanted to get my points across on this whole Leah situation because I think she's super dope. I think she deserves the win. And I think next year the people should just train harder. They know what they did wrong. They were up against a bigger girl. And that's just the fact of the matter. They were up against a bigger girl. Don't take that away from her. She's a girl. She's a woman. She did a great job, and we should not be bashing her or trying to take anything away from her because she simply outcompeted the other people. That is my opinion on it. If you don't like my opinion, you can not listen to me. And if you do like my opinion, thank you. Much love to everybody out there. I just wanted to give some perspective on the situation, on the matter, because a lot of people, like I said, are saying a bunch of things. And quite frankly, all of these opinions are coming from cis males and females who will never understand what it's like to be trans. And from their eyes, they're just saying it's unfair. But until you are trans and you're in that community and you can see that perspective, then you frankly don't have anywhere to talk because you just don't know. And there's a lot of good allies and people that love trans. And, like, we love you. We love the allies. But they will never know what it's like to be in our shoes. And until you have been in our shoes, I don't think you have a right to take those things away from people. Because you, quite frankly, don't understand or can't put your head around the fact that they are a female and they do deserve it. Then, I don't know, like, basically, that's just the fact of the matter. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I love every single one of you. The people who do support me, do support my opinion, understand where I'm coming from. I really appreciate it. I love all of you guys. Regardless, even if you are my haters, I still love you guys. I just hope you can actually be open-minded and hear what people have to say that are actually part of the community and not listen to everything online because online's a bunch of BS, and I think we're going backwards as a society when we should be moving forwards. So I hope that this opens up some talks and there's more things in the media from trans people speaking on the matter because I think it's really important. And I wasn't actually going to say anything, but as I kept going through Facebook and seeing more things, especially from my so-called friends about it, it made me quite frankly pretty angry and upset about it because I think the people talking do not have a right to talk about this. So, anyways, I'm not going to drag it on, but love you guys. Thank you so much. This is the podcast called Growing Through It, where we go through basically anything. I might be heated in some of these podcast episodes, but it is what it is. You get my true raw emotion, raw thoughts, unedited, and I hope because of that you guys enjoy it. So, thank you so much. I'm going to try and post more. Life's been crazy. I may or may not say a crazy story from going out the other week. It just depends. It was kind of graphic, so I don't know if I will speak on it, but there is a lot of things that happened in my life that I think are pretty crazy, so may do some entertaining episodes, but I really like to use it as informative things about society, human rights, all that sort of stuff, because I think it's a cool medium to express those important topics. So, okay, I gotta go. Bye. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Going Through It. I know it's been a minute since I've posted. I think my last episode was back in March. My goal is to post more, but I also had mentioned in previous podcasts that I'm not just going to put out random things just to put out random things. It's very difficult to podcast alone. Thank God I'm good at talking and I really like to talk. So I actually really enjoy doing podcast alone. The issue is more of I do have a full-time job and I also have only have certain topics that I want to discuss, and when I come up with a topic I want to discuss, I make a podcast episode. If I don't have anything that I think is relevant, or if I'm too busy in my life, then I just don't post an episode. My goal is to brainstorm more and come up with more ideas that I want to talk about on here, because this is my favorite platform to post on, because I just get to talk and some people listen, some people don't. So that's what it is. Just wanted to give you guys a quick update on that. I am hoping to post more, but I'm not promising anything, because I really just want to post content that I love and that I'm proud of, and if that means less content, then that is what it is. But yeah, anyways, you guys clicked on this podcast episode not to listen about me not making podcast episodes, but I also apologize if I'm breathing loud into the mic. I will be posting hopefully an episode next week about just a life update, just kind of talking about what I see for the future, what's kind of going on in my life, and all of that. But for now, I want to talk about what you guys saw in the title of this, is going to be talking about the Apple keynote that happened last Wednesday. It was a week ago. I'm a little late, but still good timing, considering that the phone officially, iPhone 14 officially, will be in consumers' hands as of tomorrow. Did I get the iPhone? Did I not get the iPhone 14? If so, which one did I get? You're just going to have to wait and find out. But I just had a few points I just wanted to break down. For those of you who don't know me, I am an Apple fanatic, you would say, or just technology in general. Do I think Apple is the superior company in terms of technology advancements? No, not really. There's better companies out there. Samsung has been doing things that the iPhone hasn't been doing for years. So, no, but I do love Apple. I have a MacBook. I have an iPad. I'm actually recording this on my iPad. I have an iPhone. I have an Apple Watch. I'm part of the family. They got me. Their marketing is really good. And, yeah, still love their products. But, yeah, that's just kind of a background. For those of you who don't know, I've also, ever since, oh God, I don't even remember what iPhone or what device or how many years ago. But ever since I can remember, I've been watching the Apple keynotes, which happen in September of every year. And they release the new hardware coming to Apple. Mainly just the iPhone, as the watch has been, the watch as well. Sometimes they'll announce some other things like AirPods, other things like that. Sometimes they've thrown in some other keynotes or events like a month after. Sometimes their Mac laptops or things are announced at separate times. So sometimes there's other things, but their two main events is the keynote and WWDC, which is in June every year, which I watch as well. And if they do have ones throughout the year, I also tune into those. But the two biggest ones are WWDC and the Apple keynote, which was just last week. Yes, I count down the days to it because it's very exciting for me. I'm older, so like a little kid opening presents on Christmas is like the most exciting thing of the year. For me, it's definitely the Apple keynote. Like, that is my Christmas morning. Like, I get so excited, and then, of course, when the phone comes or whatever device or thing I buy, also, like, Christmas morning. But really, the announcement is what's really, like, exciting, because it's a surprise, and you don't know what's going to happen. So, WWDC, they announce all software, which then go to developers in beta throughout the entire summer until the new iPhone is released, and then they release the software along with it. That's kind of how Apple does it, for those people who don't know or don't tune in. But yeah, so breaking down the Apple keynote, this one, I'm going to be honest, the last, probably since the iPhone 12, the last few years, which you can obviously tell from the 12 to the 14, not much has changed look-wise. We now have this dynamic island on the iPhone 14, but not a huge difference, really. Same kind of body style. The camera improved. The camera still looks the same. Like, still, the looks the same. Like, how the 11 and the 12 were different, because we went from the 11, which had, like, curved edges, to then the 12 that had flat edges, and really kind of bumped it up and changed it, which I love the flat edges. I'm so glad that they moved over to that. The iPhone 12 was probably my favorite iPhone. I did upgrade last year to the 13 mini, which I'll get into. Love the mini, love the size. I love what Apple did there, but the battery life just isn't there. And for someone like me, whose job is social media, is on their phone constantly, like, that's just not going to cut it, like, the battery life. So that kind of leads me into, yes, I did upgrade my phone. But before I get into that, I love the iPhone 12. Incredible. When the 13 came out, that was the first year I wasn't going to upgrade because I was like, I love my 12. I had a 12 Pro, the blue one. I can't remember the exact Apple name of the blue one, but it was the blue iPhone 12 Pro. Love that phone. Fantastic. Not much has changed since the 12, though, because like I said, the 13 and the 14, if it wasn't for the fact that I had the 13 mini and the battery life sucked for my job and stuff, I probably would not have upgraded. Like, if I still had my 12 Pro, I probably would have kept it, maybe would have upgraded it. I don't know. But I have upgraded every year, so will I upgrade next year? Right now, unless something dramatic changes in the iPhone 15, then I'm probably not going to upgrade. But breaking down the keynote, there's three things announced. Well, three main topics that were announced. Wait, can you guys hear me? Sorry, I'd be clicking buttons and moving around. I got ADD. There was three things announced. There was the new AirPod Pros, which I've had the second. The names haven't changed much on the AirPod Pros, to be honest. So, like, I don't really know what generation mine are. But they were, like, the first, like, Pro AirPods, I'm pretty sure. Sorry, I just got an email for work as I was recording this. Okay, focus. So I might upgrade my AirPods. I'm not quite sure on that. They have some cool new features, but not much has changed on that aspect. That was one of the announcements. The other announcements, which I want to talk about, is the Apple Watch. Now, I've had the Apple Watch second generation, the fourth generation, and then I waited and got the 7th series, which was last year's. So Apple Watches, I don't really upgrade all that often. I was going to get the 6, and then I ended up waiting and getting the 7. I was hoping there's a bunch of leaks that they were going to make an iPhone with like flat, or sorry, my brain scrambled, a new Apple Watch with flat edges. So I was holding off, hoping the 7 would do that, which the leaks and the designs are super cool because they kind of mimic the phone, which I would love a flat edge watch. I think it would look so clean, so sleek. But they haven't done that. So I'm definitely not upgrading my watch. But what they did catch me by surprise, because I really thought nothing major was going to, like, Apple hasn't really had that wow factor since probably like the 12, I was saying. Not much has changed in their product lineup, the design, like, just little changes, which is kind of disappointing. But what's really cool, which I really didn't know about, because I try not to read too many like blogs or leaks or anything, I like to just be surprised when the keynote comes on, was the new Apple Watch Ultra, which I was wondering if they were going to make their iPhone name Ultra, because I actually really fuck with that name. But oh my god, this new Apple Watch, I was highly considering getting it until I, of course, saw the price tag, and I was like, $800 for a watch? I've also been looking at the Garmin watches, and potentially thinking of switching. I might make another episode about that, so I'm not going to get into it, but I will say the Ultra does have me considering not switching and possibly in the future upgrading to the Ultra. It's very geared towards action. I would say like action sports, extreme sports. The battery life is incredible. It's got a ton of features. I love the redesign, the flat glass on top. It's just incredible to me. Like, it kind of gave me that feel of the leak that I was waiting for, like the flat edge. Still rounded, still a little big. I have a small wrist, and it only comes with one size, which is a downside. I also really don't care as much about having the GPS cellular or whatever, which it only comes in that model, so that's kind of a bummer on that. I know why they did it, because it's very, like, an extreme. Like, they had scuba diving in the video, like, hiking, like, all this stuff, so, like, makes sense. Super cool. I just want something to I want to watch that's going to, like, I do a lot of those things, but not a lot of, like, camping by myself or hiking or scuba diving or those. So it seems like it's very overkill for the average person. For me, I'm kind of like on the cusp, like, yes, that's me, but I'm also just like an average consumer user. So, but super cool. I was definitely shocked when they announced that. Love the design, love the look. Like I said, there is a few downsides, but definitely something really cool, especially for those people that scuba dive and all that. Love the action button on it, super cool. But for and then the last update, obviously, the long and behold waited iPhone 14. Like I said, not much has changed. I do like the dynamic island. I like the little pill shape. I'm glad they kind of switched that up. At least something. If not, it was literally going to be like the exact same as the 13. I was kind of disappointed with the color. The deep purple turned out better than I expected. I'm not a huge purple fan. I did consider getting the purple phone though because it did look more like it's very dark purple. But for me, I like getting different cases, and I just felt like it wasn't gonna fit like the different cases I was gonna get unless I was just gonna get like clear case or like just a black one or just very simple ones. So I did decide. Normally, I get their specialty color, like the 11. I got the green, which I wish they would bring like that back, or the blue and the 12. I love the blue and the 12. The 13, I had the 13 mini, so I just got a blue. But I normally have gotten when the XS, the 10S Max came out, I got the gold. So I've always kind of got like their specialty colors, but I decided this time not to go with the deep purple, even though it is really cool color. And people who love purple, like it's not too much. It's very subtle, so I like that a lot. But like I said, for someone who I always have a case on my phone and all that, just wasn't gonna be the best option for me. And I didn't want to regret it because my goal actually with this phone is not to upgrade next year. Mark my podcast. I'll make another one next year and we'll see if I follow through. But no, my goal is to keep this one. So I ended up going with the like space black, the black version. I do love black. I have a lot of black things. So that was like my best option. Plus I could get colorful cases and like all that. So I did go with the And I did get the iPhone 14 Pro Max, which is going to be crazy going from the mini to the Max. I went kind of my iPhone background. I'll start with the 10. The 10, I got black. Then I upgraded to the 10S Max because I wanted the bigger size. I got that in gold. And then I didn't really like the gold. So when the 11 came out, I got the 11 Pro Max, the green one, which I loved. And then when the 12 came out, I was like, you know, I don't really want a big phone. I'm going to go to a smaller one. So I just got the 12 Pro, the blue version, which I loved. I told you guys that was probably my favorite iPhone. And then the 13, I went to the mini. So it's kind of funny. I like went up in size and then I went down and now I'm going from the mini to the max, which is going to be a real shocker. I'll probably miss my mini sometimes because I just love the size of it. Everyone's like, yes, it's a toy phone, but I love the size of it. But I'm excited to have a Max. Like I said, I do a lot of things on my phone, video editing, pictures. So like I wanted like the best camera, the best battery life, like which comes with the Max. So gonna be an adjustment for sure, but super excited. I also this is the first time they've had an iPhone with 1 terabyte. So I actually went and I got the 1 terabyte, so I have the fully loaded iPhone 14 Pro Max, 1 terabyte, space black, like all that. So super excited. And then if you guys are curious what case I ended up with, I'll probably get more cases down the road, but I ended up going with just on the Apple website. Apple now has like OtterBox that are only sold at Apple or something. I don't know. I guess they have some deal with Apple. So I ended up getting it's like an orange silicone swirl like with white and red and stuff in it. I don't know, just I don't know the exact name, but like that. So I think it's gonna look really cool with just the black. I think it's gonna look really sleek, but still fun. And yeah, I'm super pumped. I'm super excited. It comes in tomorrow, so I'm just waiting for that, and I'm excited to just have a phone with longer battery life. And excited to use the camera, check out the dynamic island, kind of just, yeah, it's gonna be an adjustment for sure going from my little phone to this big phone, but super excited. But yeah, that's pretty much, I'm not gonna drag this on much longer. It's already at 15 minutes, so, but that's just kind of my take on it. iOS 16 did come out to the public September 12th. Maybe I'll make another episode talking about my thoughts on iOS 16, but so far, really like it. And yeah, if you guys want to hear anything else, if you follow me on social media, if there's anything you guys want to talk about, anything you would w want my opinion on, you want me to make an episode, you just want to chat, whatever it is, follow me on my social medias. And yeah, just let me know. Like I'm really open to anything. I'm excited to hopefully get in a groove and make these podcast episodes and just kind of give you guys my thoughts on different topics. I got a bunch of different hobbies, so whatever it is that you guys want to hear, let me know. And yeah, for those people who are waiting to get the iPhone 14 or not upgrading this year, like let me know your thoughts. Do you think Apple dropped the ball? Do you th Were you let down? I'll be honest, I was a little let down in the announcement. I definitely was hoping for more than what was announced, but like I said, they've been kind of the same the last few years, so hopefully Apple can step it up. Oh, I also forgot to mention on my iPhone 14 Pro Max, 14's actually my favorite number, so I'm super excited to have the iPhone 14 Pro Max fully spec'd out, basically 1 terabyte. So I'm hoping I keep it for a while because 14 is my favorite number, and the shit's expensive. So, so yeah, I want to try and keep it for a while, but we'll see. I say that every year, so we'll see. I'm not holding my breath, but it is my favorite number, and I'm super excited for this phone. So, with that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in to going through it again. I'm gonna try and post more. Don't beat me up if I don't. But I love each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for everyone who has listened to my podcast and continue to support me on whatever platform it is. I know I'm not huge. I know I don't got a lot of followers on all my platforms, but it is a passion of mine and it's slowly growing, and that's all I can ask for. And I appreciate every single one of you guys. Have a great, fantastic day, evening, whenever you are listening. And I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Later. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Going Through It. I know it's been a minute since I've posted. I think my last episode was back in March. My goal is to post more, but I also had mentioned in previous podcasts that I'm not just going to put out random things just to put out random things. It's very difficult to podcast alone. Thank God I'm good at talking and I really like to talk. So I actually really enjoy doing podcast alone. The issue is more of I do have a full-time job, and I also have only have certain topics that I want to discuss, and when I come up with a topic I want to discuss, I make a podcast episode. If I don't have anything that I think is relevant, or if I'm too busy in my life, then I just don't post an episode. My goal is to brainstorm more and come up with more ideas that I want to talk about on here, because this is my favorite platform to post on, because I just get to talk and some people listen, some people don't. So that's what it is. Just wanted to give you guys a quick update on that. I am hoping to post more, but I'm not promising anything because I really just want to post content that I love and that I'm proud of. And if that means less content, then that is what it is. But yeah, anyways, you guys clicked on this podcast episode not to listen about me not making podcast episodes, but I also apologize if I'm breathing loud into the mic. I will be posting hopefully an episode next week about just a life update. Just kind of talking about what I see for the future, what's kind of going on in my life, and all of that. But for now, I wanted to talk about what you guys saw in the title of this is going to be talking about the Apple keynote that happened last Wednesday. It was a week ago. I'm a little late, but still good timing considering that the phone officially, iPhone 14 officially, will be in consumers' hands as of tomorrow. did I get the iPhone? Did I not get the iPhone 14? If so, which one did I get? You're just going to have to wait and find out. But I just had a few points I just wanted to break down. For those of you who don't know me, I am an Apple fanatic, you would say, or just technology in general. Do I think Apple is the superior company in terms of technology advancements? No, not really. There's better companies out there. Samsung has been doing things that the iPhone hasn't been doing for years. So, no, but I do love Apple. I have a MacBook. I have an iPad. I'm actually recording this on my iPad. I have an iPhone. I have an Apple Watch. I'm part of the family. They got me. Their marketing is really good. And, yeah, still love their products. But yeah, that's just kind of a background. If, for those of you who don't know, I've also ever since, oh God, I don't even remember what iPhone or what device or how many years ago. But ever since I can remember, I've been watching the Apple keynotes, which happen in September of every year, and they release the new hardware, coming to Apple, mainly just the iPhone as the watch has been, the watch as well. Sometimes they'll announce some other things like AirPods, other things like that. Sometimes they've thrown in some other keynotes or events like a month after. Sometimes their Mac laptops or things are announced at separate times. So sometimes there's other things, but their two main events is the keynote and WWDC, which is in June every year, which I watch as well. And if they do have ones throughout the year, I also tune into those. But the two biggest ones are WWDC and the Apple keynote, which was just last week. Yes, I count down the days to it because it's very exciting for me. I'm older, so like a little kid opening presents on Christmas is like the most exciting thing of the year. For me, it's definitely the Apple keynote. Like, that is my Christmas morning. Like, I get so excited, and then, of course, when the phone comes or whatever device or thing I buy, also, like, Christmas morning. But really, the announcement is what's really, like, exciting because it's a surprise and you don't know what's going to happen. So, WWDC, they announce all software, which then go to developers in beta throughout the entire summer until the new iPhone is released, and then they release the software along with it. That's kind of how Apple does it for those people who don't know or don't tune in. But yeah, so breaking down the Apple keynote, this one, I'm going to be honest, the last, probably since the iPhone 12, the last few years, which you can obviously tell from the 12 to the 14, not much has changed look-wise. We now have this dynamic island on the iPhone 14, but not a huge difference really. Same kind of body style, the camera improved, the camera still looks the same, like still the looks the same, like how the 11 and the 12 were different because we went from the 11, which had like curved edges, to then the 12 that had flat edges and really kind of bumped it up and changed it, which I love the flat edges. I'm so glad that they moved over to that. The iPhone 12 was probably my favorite iPhone. I did upgrade last year to the 13 mini, which I'll get into. Love the mini, love the size. I love what Apple did there, but the battery life just isn't there. And for someone like me, whose job is social media, is on their phone constantly, like, that's just not going to cut it, like, the battery life. So, so that kind of leads me into, yes, I did upgrade my phone. But before I get into that, yeah, I love the iPhone 12. Incredible. When the 13 came out, that was the first year I wasn't going to upgrade because I was like, I love my 12. I had a 12 Pro, the blue one. I can't remember the exact Apple name of the blue one, but it was the blue iPhone 12 Pro. Love that phone. Fantastic. So yeah, not much has changed since the 12 though, because like I said, the 13 and the 14, if it wasn't for the fact that I had the 13 mini and the battery life sucked for my job and stuff, I probably would not have upgraded. Like, if I still had my 12 Pro, I probably would have kept it, maybe would have upgraded it, I don't know, but I have upgraded every year, so will I upgrade next year? Right now, unless something dramatic changes in the iPhone 15, then I'm probably not going to upgrade. But breaking down the keynote, there's three things announced, well, three main topics that were announced. Wait, can you guys hear me? Sorry, I'd be clicking buttons and moving around. I got ADD. There was three things announced. There was the new AirPod Pros, which I've had the second. The names haven't changed much on the AirPod Pros, to be honest. So, like, I don't really know what generation mine are, but they were like the first like Pro AirPods, I'm pretty sure. Sorry, I just got an email for work as I was recording this. Okay, focus. Yeah, so I might upgrade my AirPods. I'm not quite sure on that. They have a cool, some cool new features, but not much has changed on that aspect. That was one of the announcements. The other announcements, which I want to talk about, is the Apple Watch. Now, I've had the Apple Watch second generation, the fourth generation, and then I waited and got the seventh series, which was last year's. So, Apple Watches, I don't really upgrade all that often. I was gonna get the 6, and then I ended up waiting and getting the 7. I was hoping for, there's a bunch of leaks that they were gonna make an iPhone with like flat, or sorry, my brain scrambled, a new Apple Watch with flat edges. So I was holding off, hoping the 7 would do that, which the leaks and the designs are super cool because it kind of mimic the phone, which I would love a flat edge watch. I think it would look so clean, so sleek. But they haven't done that. So I'm definitely not upgrading my watch, but what they did catch me by surprise because I really thought nothing major was going to like Apple hasn't really had that wow factor since probably like the 12 I was saying. Not much has changed in their product lineup, the design, like just little changes, which is kind of disappointing. But what's really cool, which I really didn't know about, because I try not to read too many like blogs or leaks or anything, I like to just be surprised when the keynote comes on, was the new Apple Watch Ultra, which I was wondering if they were gonna make their iPhone name Ultra because I actually really fuck with that name. But oh my god, this new Apple Watch, I was highly considering getting it until I, of course, saw the price tag and I was like, $800 for a watch. I've also been looking at the Garmin watches, and potentially thinking of switching. I might make another episode about that, so I'm not gonna get into it. But I will say the Ultra does have me considering not switching, and possibly in the future upgrading to the Ultra. It's very geared towards action. I would say like action sports, extreme sports. The battery life is incredible. It's got a ton of features. I love the redesign, the flat glass on top. It's just incredible to me. Like it kind of gave me that feel of the leak that I was waiting for, like the flat edge. Still rounded, still a little big. I have a small wrist and it only comes with one size, which is a downside. I also really don't care as much about having the GPS cellular or whatever. Which it only comes in that model, so that's kind of a bummer on that. I know why they did it because it's very like an extreme, like they had scuba diving in the video, like hiking, like all this stuff. So like makes sense. Super cool. I just want something to I want a watch that's going to like I do a lot of those things, but not a lot of like camping by myself or hiking or scuba diving or those. So it seems like it's very overkill for the average person. For me, I'm kind of like on the cusp. Like, yes, that's me, but I'm also just like an average consumer user. So, but super cool. I was definitely shocked when they announced that. Love the design, love the look. Like I said, there is a few downsides, but definitely something really cool, especially for those people that scuba dive and all that. Love the action button on it. Super cool. But for. And then the last update, obviously, the long and behold waited iPhone 14. Like I said, not much has changed. I do like the dynamic island. I like the little pill shape. I'm glad they kind of switched that up. At least something. If not, it was literally going to be like the exact same as the 13. I was kind of disappointed with the color. The deep purple turned out better than I expected. I'm not a huge purple fan. I did consider getting the purple phone though because it did look more like it's very dark purple. But for me, I like getting different cases and I just felt like it wasn't gonna fit like the different cases I was gonna get unless I was just gonna get like clear case or like just a black one or just very simple ones. So I did decide. Normally, I get their specialty color, like the 11. I got the green, which I wish they would bring like that back, or the blue and the 12. I love the blue and the 12. The 13, I had the 13 mini, so I just got a blue. But I normally have gotten when the XS, the 10S Max came out, I got the gold. So I've always kind of got like their specialty colors, but I decided this time not to go with the deep purple, even though it is really cool color, and people who love purple, like it's not too much, it's very subtle, so I like that a lot. But like I said, for someone who I always have a case on my phone and all that, just wasn't gonna be the best option for me, and I didn't want to regret it because my goal actually with this phone is not to upgrade next year. Mark my podcast, I'll make another one next year and we'll see if I follow through. But no, my goal is to keep this one, so I ended up going with the like space black, the black version. I do love black. I have a lot of black things. So that was like my best option. Plus I could get colorful cases and like all that. So I did go with the and I did get the iPhone 14 Pro Max, which is gonna be crazy going from the mini to the Max. I went kind of my iPhone background. I'll start with the 10. The 10 I got black. Then I upgraded to the 10S Max because I wanted the bigger size. I got that in gold. And then I didn't really like the gold, so when the 11 came out, I got the 11 Pro Max, the green one, which I loved. And then when the 12 came out, I was like, you know, I don't really want a big phone. I'm going to go to a smaller one. So I just got the 12 Pro, the blue version, which I loved. I told you guys that was probably my favorite iPhone. And then the 13, I went to the mini. So it's kind of funny. I like went up in size and then I went down, and now I'm going from the mini to the max, which is gonna be a real shocker. I'll probably miss my mini sometimes because I just love the size of it. Everyone's like, yes, it's a toy phone, but I love the size of it. But I'm excited to have a max. Like I said, I do a lot of things on my phone, video editing, pictures. So like I wanted like the best camera, the best battery life, like which comes with the max. So gonna be an adjustment for sure, but super excited. I also this is the first time they've had an iPhone with 1 terabyte. So I actually went and I got the 1 terabyte. So I have the fully loaded iPhone 14 Pro Max, 1 terabyte, space black, like all that. So super excited. And then if you guys are curious what case I ended up with, I'll probably get more cases down the road, but I ended up going with just on the Apple website. Apple now has like OtterBox that are only sold at Apple or something. I don't know. I guess they have some deal with Apple. So I ended up getting it's like an orange silicone swirl, like with white and red and stuff in it. I don't know. I don't know the exact name, but like that. So I think it's gonna look really cool. With just the black, I think it's gonna look really sleek. But still fun, and yeah, I'm super pumped, I'm super excited. It comes in tomorrow, so I'm just waiting for that, and I'm excited to just have a phone with longer battery life, and excited to use the camera, check out the dynamic island, kind of just, yeah, it's gonna be an adjustment for sure, going from my little phone to this big phone, but super excited. But yeah, that's pretty much I'm not gonna drag this on much longer. It's already at 15 minutes, so but that's just kind of my take on it. iOS 16 did come out to the public September 12th. Maybe I'll make another episode talking about my thoughts on iOS 16, but so far really like it. And yeah, if you guys want to hear anything else, if you follow me on social media, if there's anything you guys want to talk about, anything you would want my opinion on, you want me to make an episode, you just want to chat, whatever it is, follow me on my social medias. And yeah, just let me know. Like I'm really open to anything. I'm excited to hopefully get in a groove and make these podcast episodes and just kind of give you guys my thoughts on different topics. I got a bunch of different hobbies, so whatever it is that you guys want to hear, let me know. And yeah, for those people who are waiting to get the iPhone 14 or not upgrading this year, like let me know your thoughts. Do you think Apple dropped the ball? Were you let down? I'll be honest, I was a little let down in the announcement. I definitely was hoping for more than what was announced, but like I said, they've been kind of the same the last few years, so hopefully Apple can step it up. Oh, I also forgot to mention on my iPhone 14 Pro Max, 14's actually my favorite number, so I'm super excited to have the iPhone 14 Pro Max fully spec'd out, basically 1 terabyte. So I'm hoping I keep it for a while because 14 is my favorite number, and the shit's expensive. So, so yeah, I want to try and keep it for a while. But we'll see. I say that every year, so we'll see. I'm not holding my breath, but it is my favorite number, and I'm super excited for this phone. So, with that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Going Through It. Again, I'm gonna try and post more. Don't beat me up if I don't. But I love each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for everyone who has listened to my podcast and continue to support me on whatever platform it is. I know I'm not huge. I know I don't got a lot of followers on all my platforms, but it is a passion of mine and it's slowly growing, and that's all I can ask for. And I appreciate every single one of you guys. Have a great, fantastic day, evening, whenever you are listening. And I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Later.